Where does your sound come from?
Oh, okay. So I grew up listening to classic soul. You know, that's stuff like Motown and the funk era too. I guess more started so in the 80s, like disco and stuff like that. But my mom, obviously me being born in the 90s, she would continue to play that music throughout the house. And I never understood it then. I was always into sports, but I began to dissect it at the age of 13. And then, you know, when you get into a certain style of music, two things either happen simultaneously. You either get tired of it and or you want to discover more music. So I kind of branched out, and by the age of 18, 19, I was getting into like Lenny Kravitz and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. And you know, Jimi Hendrix and just some more rock and roll and some blues. And so I kind of just blended the two together because they were my favorites. They hit me hardest and you know, they inspired me most. So that's where it comes from.
Cool. Listening to you for the first time, I immediately hearkened back to, there's a film that was released in, like, I think it was like 93 or 94. It's called The Commitments, and it's about a bunch of Irish guys that go out and they try and start like an Otis Redding inspired, like a Wilson Pickett inspired, like soul band. You know, yeah. You've got like that you know, that kind of sound. How important is it, like, to bring back that sound to you? Because, I mean, you sound different from everybody else right now. I mean, and truth be told, you're like more like a throwback. Yes, you're original, but you get inspired by those guys.
Yes, it's important for me because, to me, that era of music, or just the classic era of music, from the way they recorded to the songwriting, it was so honest. It's one of those things where you press record and there was no editing in post-production. It was, you had to do it again and get it perfect. So with the Sunray Sessions, my live EP, we did 6 tracks, 14 hours, and 36 takes all together. So that is on average 6 times for each track that we had to do it again and again and again. And I can remember, you know, there was times we were like, do we want to just edit in post-production? And then we were just like, no, this is, you know, we're trying to embody that classic feel. So it's important for me to articulate that and to translate that, and for people to understand that, we work hard to get it right, at first, initially, you know, and not in post-production.
Gotcha. How was Over the Shoulder written? That song, man, you are pissed off in that song, man. You're talking to somebody, you got a message, man. Like, what inspired that song? How was it written?
Over Your Shoulder is just that song about, you know, you kind of watch somebody go through life and they don't really have anybody, they don't have any support or anything like that. You know, they grow up and they think it's mommy and daddy's money for the rest of their lives, but then they have to grow up, they have no choice. You know, they have to be out on their own and they don't know how to feel. So you kind of just want to let them know, hey, you know, if you need somebody, look over your shoulder. That's where I'll be. That's where your friends are. That's where your family's going to be. But for now, go ahead, do your own thing, get out there, make mistakes, use your trial and error, grow. But just know that I got your back. We got your back, you know?
Mm-hmm. Over the Shoulder is kind of like the lead single on the EP. But what's another song that you're like, people got to check it out? Like, that's like your 1A song on the EP.
Oh, man. Well, Smooth Sailing is hot, man. It's Smooth Sailing is very sexy. And it's, originally, it's a desert rock song. It's a song that we covered by Queens of the Stone Age out of the deserts of California. But we funked it up a little bit and really messed with tonalities and stuff like that. And the song is so so sexy, and it's very smooth, you know, for the title that it has, it's very smooth, smooth sailing for sure.
Okay.
And that's track two.
Nice. Bottom line, why should someone buy this album? Like, if you had to pitch it to them, if you could be kind of like Jiminy Cricket, somebody's on iTunes and they're like, do I click? And you're like right on their shoulder, and you could kind of give them that push to click. What do you think you'd say to them?
Well, it's rock and roll with a lot of soul. It's kind of music that'll take you back and, you know, take you to the music of the past, take you back to your past, or maybe make you feel like an old soul if you're in the younger crowd. But it won't bring back any bad memories for you. You know, it'll make mm-hmm. you feel good. And it's packed with good messages. So, yeah, man, it just embodies honest, real music. It's very soulful. I guess I should learn how to sell myself better. But
no, you just let the music do the talking. That's okay. It's all good.
Yeah.